meşgulüm.
Try to figure out what's the nekuda. Why it was nichba, why it was die down. The fire from hell, the pachad adin, emes adin, that there was b'fnim b'kal Yisrael. Kolish ha'chazli palotzus. By the babis and the zedis, by us, very many doors. Why it's dying down, why it's not still a palpable Yerushalayim, Yerushchet, why is it not present? That's not what I'm going to talk about. But I want to talk about a different problem in RL. In Darkei, we want to try to at least open up and see from every soul there's an avoided to try to figure out the Nakuda, the Shayra Shabayah that we have with RL. I'm not saying enough to miss Yachas, that's sugi. We do have Shaykhis, a bit of Tehimas Adina, but I'm going to leave that on the side. El, Baruch Hashem, there is an El. El, there is an Aliyah, there's a Chizuk, there's a Sairus. From the Ilm Yeshivas. I want to try to figure out a way that we should take and make our El. What our El is, but the El that was never real. More real, our El should be more real. What do I mean? Let's try to first spend tonight a little time just telling you the problem. And we'll start opening up maybe a little bit. El is the Derech HaTikun. El, Anil Doidi Doidi, Shabrua, Peseach. The Remez of Chavsus State. Anil Doidi Doidi Li, Seifi Tevis, Oilu Lamem Yoin. El is Yimei Rotsen. Shurish Adimei Ratzon is Mushrish. In this story, Kal Yisrael. Ashim Parshas Ekev brings Arashim Nishel. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the Luch HaShniyos. And there was a little hekish from the Mem Yishenim Achronim to the Mem Yishenim Yishenim. But these are Yimei Ratzon. It's instilled in Kal Yisrael. But these are Yimei Ratzon. Yimei Ratzon, the Lashon Mishabru is. That Oz Hatshuva Mukubelis Liois Liboy Shal Yisrael Koroy El Doidoy. It's a time where Klal Yisrael B'Shoyrish was closer, came close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're close. That's in the Metzias, in the Ruchnistic Metzias of Klal Yisrael. There's an Eisrat. Pukhazi. The emes, the taka, it's richtig. There's a service, there's a chizuk. Everyone has his ear of chizuk. I'm not talking about chumris, yiseirus. I'm talking about chizuk and posher things that bets and we should be mechazuk all year round, but we're mechazuk. Whether it's learning, also on Friday Shabbos, which some people doesn't exist, doesn't, it's not on the map, posher. They pick up Mavr Sedra, safer being safer, the safer, but to have a seder, to have a richtig a seder, Friday Shabbos, all of a sudden you go to the Medrashim. It's Peir Shabbos already. It's more full. Some people are learning. People are learning Shabbos afternoon. It's a full Seder. Fridays, people. Davening. I mean, the whole year round, who davens the Kavonah? Unless you have a Tzara. Someone pays attention to try to daven. Maybe the Kavonah. Daven, you go to the shul. I daven by a minion that davens a little longer. All of a sudden, El, Tzchoyk V'Le'Aver, every single year, El, there's at least 10-15 members, we have an extra 10-15 members. Well, whole year round, where are they? Where are they? What does that mean? Just think about it for a second. It means you know Be'etzim there's a place that's a much serious, a more serious davening. You can't hack it. You can't hack it all year. But at least Chochel. At least the person goes to a place. There's a Mechabim Muradim. But a lot of people, well, most people, it's Misbatik. In Shmir Seinayim, Kedusha Samachshava, Taris Samachshava. There are publications, different things that they'll look at the whole year round. They won't look at these. They won't pick up these things. They won't. Sell. Diktuk halacha. Hechsherim that certain people, would rely on during the whole year round. And all of a sudden, they don't. I'm not talking about mamish, moisa, grace, and chumras. Hechsherim befukfokim. Of the whole year round. Especially at certain times, it's upset. You say, you do it. No, that's wrong. In Shabbos, also Shabbos, there are plenty of different questionable things. Also, you find in so many areas, is a zman aliyah and a zman chizik in Klal Yisrael. In a certain way, the yid shines. Taka, the yid shines. The yid shines in El. One of the Bali Musa said, that El is a zman. It's dacha for the neshama. It's vacation for the neshama. So we know, people make sure that they give vacation for their goof. They have times where they give vacation for the goof. They go exactly where the goof is supposed to go. But when you give the neshama, you want to let it be what it really wants to do. El is a tongue. Well, the yid uses. That's that. Yeah, it's takachu. Oh, but it's not so posh. That's mitzarecho. Mitzarecho, that's our El. Mitzarecheni, our El. It's a felt. Copy what I'm copying, what I wanted. First of all, same yellow talking about this chizik and the serves. Copy rabim v'toivim. It starts, and then you run out of gas. How quickly? It starts 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Not in every area, but many people. And punkt, I don't know why punkt comes out. A lot of people comes out, punkt it comes out the week of slichas. All of a sudden, they run out of gas and sometimes, and I have mamish people tell me the mamish nuzach zu that tefillah different areas. And some kedushas, someone told me she was in night. You could fall into such a rut they haven't felt all year, the whole mamish the whole year. After having a eyes in the start of El, a person who was in the middle of El could mamish take a dive. That's the shame. That's the subtitle. Where does that come from? But the ikar, the shame, this is what I want to deal with. The ikar problem is. It was blight from Mozzarella. It was blight the whole year round from Mozzarella. What's the Shirayim of Arella? What's the Shirayim? What's the influence that the El has on our whole year? You look at a person, El, you look at him, Tammuz. Again, many people, you can't even recognize the person. It's under a bench. You take him a Thursday night, a Friday afternoon, it's an under a day. You take him, how he talks, Shmir Saloshin, during El, stand the conversation in the middle, you push it. Schizophrenia, you don't know, it's a different person. The way we act El, this, all these grace of Chizukim in this earth, has kemat zero effect on our year. Kemat zero. We don't change, kemat, very, very, very little change from year to year. Same things, we wanted to make a change this year. Yeah, I wanted to get more into the shir, concentrate on even at night. I wanted to spend extra time, and you start at El when it goes. The year garnished. Yeah, this year I wanted to take davening seriously. I realized that I'm in the shul, that's mamish, it's a glecht over there. And I wanted to try to go to the more serious shul. I asked El, maybe sometimes a week or two with the chesron. Glecht, zurich. Mamish. The whole year. El doesn't have an influence on the rest of the year. About that, that's not the way it's supposed to be. But my mom was good. I'm not coming to say, Sharf Kanois, that means El is garnished. I'm not trying to say that if we have such an El, that El only lasts for El, it's not worth anything. About it is. About it. The Aleph base of Yerim Adin. The Aleph base of Yerim Adin is if we stel su for Yerim Adin, Chmein. Inspection day. Inspection day when someone comes, if the prison doesn't clean up at least for inspection day. It shows he doesn't even care b'chalal how he presents himself. I mean, you don't have to be clean the whole year. When someone's coming to expect you, at least you have to present yourself in a way that you want to at least look. That's the aleph. About that, there are people who are not even doing this. About the chas v'shalom, I'm not trying to make katrig on Klal Yisrael. Avada, if a person has a rikki elul, it shows that he's not saying shalom yeli, he's showing suit to the din, Avada. Aleph Beis also. At least you don't fall. I mean, if we wouldn't have a shtach elul, who knows how far we would fall. A year wouldn't look the same as last year, we'd look 10 times worse than last year. And then the next year, and the next year, and the next year. So Avada, there's an uf to a chas, I'm not coming to a kaj, I'm not saying that the elul that has only an elul doesn't have a place. Avada, we're talking about B'nai, Avada, marry him. Avada, that's not supposed to be safe, Shadav, Shadav. Well, the El is not only a tsuratim misyachis to Rosh Hashanah. El is not only that we shouldn't fall. El Avad is supposed to be the binyan and the seed and the garden of the vekshtal the whole year. That the year should be not El. Of course, the year can't be mamish El. But there should be hashpo. There should be some level of hashpo on our El for the rest of the year. And that we don't have. I'm going to break down slowly, we break down the problem. The problem is very, very partial. The problem with our elul was not like. Our elul is like, our elul, the way we run this elul, it's not much like a sprint. Maybe it's a little longer than a sprint, it's like a marathon. That's our elul. Before elul, hold your breath, go! Marathon, I wish over that. When I was young, I was an athlete. I was very good, very athletic. It's very, very fast. But I wasn't such a good marathon runner. I wasn't such a marathon runner. Lamaisa, I used to run marathons. I'm not talking about state marathons. I'm talking about Camp Manavu. You know, once a year, you know, due to what in Cold War, they had a mile marathon. So I used to run those marathons. But I wasn't such a good, I didn't know how to pace myself. What did I do? Shaz are very, very quick. So, in the beginning, I ran like a meshuggah in the beginning as quick as I could. And I got so far ahead of the rest of the guys that by the time the other guys were ready to run, I started eventually like Babish Khalashi. The guy Babish caught up to me. I got far enough ahead that I won anyways. That's what I won. But what happened? I'm being at a point. What happened when I got to the finishing line? I remember vividly, Babish. When I got to the finishing line, I chalished. I couldn't move for 10, 15 minutes. When I say couldn't move, computer, couldn't move for 10, 15 minutes. The person runs like a machine for a mile. Wow, I was like, oh, that's my brother. So you drop dead after. So what was I doing? Teretz, I know. I'm going to run like a machine for 15, 20 minutes. Afterwards, say that. Oh, I'll have 10, 15 minutes to collapse on the floor. It's worth it, everyone would cheer for me. They'll bring me the Coke, the Gatorade, whatever they'll bring me. It's good. But life is not a marathon. You don't run like a machine your whole life. You could run a marathon for 10, 15 minutes. You could run a marathon 20 minutes. You could run even for a day. But life is not a marathon. What is it about Elul? Elul, the emes, we're not being ourselves. We're not running the life the way we normally run life. We say there's a concrete, limited time where we have to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for us to do. And then afterwards, we'll be okay, we're good to go. That's when a person says to themselves like this. That's deep down into yourself. You say, I have a regime, I have a list of things I want to do in life. A lot of things. Tons of things that I want to do in life. Everyone can make the list. Tons of things. That is my idea of a geschmack. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's list is very different. Very, very different. Yeah, it's like this. Doing Elul, I'll do a Kaddish Baruch Hu's list. Doing Elul, I'll do a Kaddish Baruch Hu's list. I'll hold my breath, and then later on, be okay. We'll start. Later on, the rest of the year, I can do what I want to do. A Kaddish Baruch Hu's list. What's Elul to us? Elul to us is we're sacrificing what we want to do, what a Kaddish Baruch Hu wants to do. Are you being yourself, Elul? Are you being what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be? Who's not really who you want to be, Batson? Who you think you are, maybe better. Is it a pella that if a person holds his breath and says, okay, I'm going to do this for a month, that Aleph, he runs out of gas. Of course he runs out of gas. You're doing something that's totally against your grain. That's not what you want to do, b'chalal. Of course you run out of gas, Aleph. And Beis is another poshet. But of course this is going to have zero effect on the whole life. You can't live the whole year, 11 months a year. You're the real self. Of course it's not going to have any bearing really on what you are the whole 11 months of the year. Of course not. That was a costume that I was wearing. I wasn't a total costume. I wasn't trying to fake anyone out. But that wasn't a real me. It's a klal gadol. How much a maisa is mechubber to a person? How much a person is connected to a maisa is totally how much his rotzen pnimi is to do that maisa. The more your rotzen pnimi is not to do the maisa, the less the maisa connects to you. There's a lot of madrigas in a maisa. Av the kulam is an oynis. A person does a maisa b'kviya gemura. A person does a maisa b'kviya gemura. Shemar oynis, lav kaman d'ovidom. James is saying to Vendor Shleima. In the Torah, a person does a maisa. And he's kofui mamish. Yeah? So it's mamish like he didn't do b'chalal. Yeah? So when avoid is Hashem, I don't know if we're mamish forced. I don't know if it's a time with mamish forced. Each lodin of the shver is called mamish forced. Aber chutz mi dem, a lot of times we're forced, not forced, aber mei cheshbonos, obligations. We do things because of obligations. A person does a maisa because of an obligation. Is he connected that? That's zayin a maisa again. Halachically, chvayis nishas, not command, not command of it. Aber it's not a maisa that the person lived in the maisa. There's another madrig, a person does something not only because of obligation, because he makes a cheshbon that it's kedai. But that's not really what he would want to do. He's working with somebody who works out, it's kedai. Most of our Hashem is like that. There's a maisa that you want to do, you want to be there. When you eat a steak, when you go play a geshmaka game of football, basketball, whatever you like, whatever every person likes. Yeah. You're there, you're animated, you're alive. You're living in a maisa. The maisa is called kula you. The ikr magdir of where the ani of a person is in a maisa, is when a person has hano in a maisa. A person has hano in a maisa, a person, the ani of the person is over there. The tzir for that, the dugma for that is, shtei in the Gemara, that a misasik b'chalom v'charayis, is chayiv shekein nene. A person's oisik b'chalom v'charayis, even if he doesn't have kavona to be oisik in, we say it's kilu miskavin. Why? Because the ano itself pulls the person in there. It pulls the person, it pulls the mention that he's connected to the maisa. Let's think of it. Arel, is this where you want to be? When you think back of pictures in your mind, geshmak, you have to your rewind, what's a geshmak? I don't think in anyone's mind, they think Elul is their idea of geshmak. Elul is one big race of drag. We wish it never existed, we wish it would just be shut up in a box and just go weiter. That's not what we want to be, we have to do it, we have to. Is it in any person's picture of a geshmak where I would want to be, of a tainug, of ano, of something that I would want? So what's the problem there? The problem is that Elul, we're not really being ourselves. Elul, we're performing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be, or maybe we would want to be, or we make cheshbon kedai, it's the right thing even at the end of the day. Oh, but that's not my war cigarettes. Not where you heal, Yaakov, Shmuel, Yaakov. Anshul, that's not where we are. We're not here. We're not home. We're not home. If we're not home, of course, Elul's not going to take it over. So this problem is negiyah to problem. We've spoken about this all the time. Adam. I want this to be at least the tchilas, the noisy of Adam and Elul. The be'etzim, it's mushash and a bayah that we have in Gantz Torah, and a cook, a warped and a contorted cook that we have. The entire Torah and Avodas Hashem. And I want to shtel levek gabi Elul, but be'emes ilmoli banu l'zeh az gadai, if we make a shinui in this idea, klapi Torah and mitzvahs, but even call the, even besides the hashpah, it's going to have an Avodas Elul, it's worth it. And that b'chalal in Torah and mitzvahs, b'chalal, that's our cook. Our cook is this geshmak of things in life, and then there's Torah and mitzvahs. You're going to give up for the geshmak of things in life for Torah mitzvahs? Revolbus is a dover mavel. This is what I want to, the last Tchila at the bottom, in a gang in Elam. And all this is a normal, but it's not Ali Shor, it's in the Shmuzin, the word Sefi Meirotz, and they bring Shmuzin, God and Shmuzin Elam. This is like this. If you want to ask, ask a Shaila. Everyone in the room, think about this. What's our vikuach? What's our debate? What's our dispute between us? The fruma, and the non-fruma, the chiloini. Chiloini, he calls it the ilma chiloini. Inside of non-frum yid, inside the goyim, anyone who's a religious in the world. What's the dispute? Obviously, our lives look very different. Obviously, we do a lot of different things in life. What's the machlekes? What's the machlekes? And when I say nekudas machlekes, I mean like in first aid. I mean the shayrus machlekes. Not. Don't tell me this is aiti chalukim. There's a lot. Sure, what's the nekudas machlekes? So mamish is a dama mama. He says like this. He says if you would ask most people, they would say the pasha, the shayrus is we believe, and they don't believe. We're believers, and they don't believe. That's the shayrus of everything. The machloikis is how to enjoy life. That's what he says. We both agree that the point of life is to enjoy life. Not arguing, no. The machloikis is how to enjoy life. The non-religious world says the best way to enjoy life, enjoy the human being, to have enjoyment maybe, better. Look around the world. Achila, kavod, mamon, nashim. Stick yourself in, go, jump in. And we say, ha'odom le'nivra, elis anig al Hashem le'honez mizir shkinasa. Listen, this is so chashuv. Listen, there's a long lesson of kudah. There's not from a raid. And what b'sengam ha'pecha? You think when I sit down, and there's this non-religious yid, Israeli, who's sitting next to me, can barely, there's no sign in his body, there's a Jew come out. And he's sitting next to me, we're fighting over what's the point of life. So you think that his heart is talking? His heart is talking. He's talking with his heart, and I'm talking with my brain. I freeze my heart, and I say, I'm talking with my brain. I'm telling him, you know, because I've learned a Rashba. Go have a geshmak at tefila. You'll see. That's the shot. My brain. What was saying, no? I was saying, your lathe is on. The same lathe, picture yourself. Conjure up in your mind a picture when you're having a geshmaka steak. What kichas and nefesh are going on in you? It's geshmaka, isn't it? That's dear also. The yid has that dear also, and the yid says that the most rewarding is the wrong word, the most enjoyable, the greatest tainug for the person in this world is kirvas Hashem. This is a change. The Messiah Sharm says, Lo nivra odam elo lisanik al Hashem zonet zushunasi. Stop for a second. Lo nivra odam elo lisanik. Zot Mishra Sharm, we're masking. The mensch was made lisanik. Don't say anything this from a raid. You want to deny, no, a person wasn't made with a purpose. Everyone in this room loves to have a geshmak. That's the major, that's the ikar koyach, that's mashpia him on every decision he makes in his life. We love to enjoy ourselves. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us. Das ist ein Mensch. You want to ignore it, you want to be, then you're mufka. You don't know anything about yourself. A person was made lisanig. The shalos was is lisanig. We say lisanig al Hashem. Kirvas Hashem. A tefila, a moment of tefila of dveikas, a moment of emes a tefila. A moment, the other day feel the kirvas Hashem when you misbatel, when you realize you're nothing. When you realize you think you're so great and you think you control everything, all of a sudden you just realize that everything that controls everything. You know what a geshmak, a feeling that is after the original clap? The feeling of a vitor to somebody. Avoidus amidus. The geshmak of a smother. Someone sitting, going, after you're dead tired after a Friday night meal, and you pick up and you go and you drag yourself to the Gemara, and you have no koichas, and you sit there and you bang out an hour. When a person especially knows and learns, it takes time to feel totally the tainig, but that's real. The real tainig is we're off with that. We don't. But oh, see, the shkait is like no, okay. Skip the tainig and go to do what's right. So of course, it's second rate. Doesn't take place in life where we're sweet. That's a change in our way of life. We have to realize, like a verbal, where I'm medushne oinek. We're amidu shnei oineg, that we say in Magen Avos. We're steeped in oineg. We're steeped in oineg. We live in oineg. We laugh. We relish in oineg. It's a different type of oineg. We have to change our view of El Lagavi this, and this is the direct nekuda. When you are thinking of Torah and Avodas Hashem, Kirvas Hashem, and Oineg is something, and you have to believe this, and the Pram Lavas don't believe this, that it can feel the same void in your life as a physical pleasure. It's a different way, it's a different nekuda, but it feels the same as that void and give you the same time. So then, yeah, your El is different El. David HaMelech is able to say, I'm a one-track mind person. I'm one-track mind. You know why? Because by him it was Lachzois B'noyam Hashem. By him he was able to see the geschmack, the pleasure, the pleasantness. He was, that's what it was him. So it was, he was a one-track mind. That's what he cared about. He's a one-track mind. Why? Rosh Ariel, he's a one-track mind person. Doesn't stop on Viter talking and learning. Why is he so sugar? Because that's his geschmack. Same way you want a Shabar, but he wants the Gemara. It's a one-track mind. We have to change our view of El. I'm not even talking about the production yet. I'm not talking about production. I'm talking about our view. El by us. Again, El by us is something that's not me. Me, the me, because by me and you, the me is everything we enjoy. And when we get to engage in our enjoyments. And all these other things we would like to enjoy and things that maybe, but you know, things we do because they're the right thing. No. El is the time when we get to really be ourselves. Now listen very closely. This is the bottom line. This is what we want to get to. Remember what we say. This was saying. What we want to get to. The oimik of ani ledoidi vedoidi lin. This is the oimik of ani ledoidi lin. Malentas nishterechter migin. It's not ani ledoidi vedoidi lin. I'll sacrifice ledoidi vedoidi lin. It's the ani is beetsim ledoidi. In El it's misgala. This is what we said. You know, that El, it's the dacha from the neshama. So the way we look at it is like, yeah, okay, you know, because you look, you throw away what you go for once, and you let your neshama. The neshama is not some malach that's flying in you. That's your nefesh, that's who you are. But yid, that is his ikr existence and his ikr being. That's who you really are, be'etzim. You really aren't the 11-month guy, you're really the month guy. You're the El guy. You're the Ani Ledoidi. This is you. This is the real us. We have to make that switch. And only when we can make the switch, this switch of realizing that this is us. This is the real us. The Yetzer Hara takes us for a ride the whole year round. And so emes. It's so emes that the Yetzer Hara takes us for a ride the whole year round. This is really us. This is a real person, this is us. We have to make this change. We have to decide, if I could say in this nusach, is an El going to be an outer body experience, or is it going to be an inner body experience? Is it going to be an outer body experience? As if, for Moshe Lamad Avedoyim, somebody with a Pasha Deid, a peasant, a Pasha Deid, someone says, you know, you could go to the palace, you go to the king's palace, you could dress up as a prince for a month, 40 days. You dress up as a prince. You could learn Friday Shabbos, Shtark. You could be Mavater to your wife. You could daven with Kavona. You could say Tillim every day. You could dress up Mamish like a tzaddik. You could dress up like a tzaddik. How much of an effect is that going to have on the person afterwards? It's an everybody experience. No, you're going through the motions, you're going through all these things, but that's not really me, because that's not going to stick anywhere. Whereas El is going to be an inner body experience. You're going to experience the real you. There's a lot of layers, a lot of thick layers that are trying to cover over that real me. Yes, mask, it's not so simple. But if we would live El and realize, and change our mind and realize, this is your Ani is Ledoide. Your Ani is Ledoidi. This is Bechtchilas Kibun to answer this by. Then it's not going to be a marathon. It's not going to be this, okay, uncle, hold your breath. Take a long breath, hold on tight, and go for it. No. This is you. This is what you want to open up as Hashem. We're going to try to develop this idea. Develop idea how true this is. That this, the El is our real self. As Hashem, then we're able to make a mapecha, and El, as Hashem, and the God's here. I saw it once.
I saw it in...